All right, this podcast ain't gonna record itself. May as well get started. Yo, 11. Watching Ocean's 11 right now. Well, not right now. Right now I'm talking to you, but I'm watching Ocean's 11 when the mood strikes me. I gotta talk a little bit more about the white knighting, because after I wrapped up that episode, I realized there was one item I skipped over, didn't get back to it, and then there was another thing that needed to be added, and I did not add this. I touched on it, but I did not articulate it to the extent that it needs to be articulated. I did not sufficiently emphasize the importance of the fact that you are going to fucking die one day because your life is finite. Okay. Let's start here with the white knights in the workplace. And what I wrote in the notes and what I will read to you again here. White knighting destroys the workplace. It is one thing for men to white knight on their time. But when they are working or serving in the military, they are supposed to be focused on creating value for the customer. Or in the case of the military, you're supposed to be focused on killing people and breaking things, because that is the purpose of the military. You wouldn't know that anymore, because now the military is a social experiment where you put trannies and women and homos and all this stuff together and see if you can create a more diverse and tolerant military force, because we have the most diverse military in history. Which will not make a lot of difference if your military gets defeated. And of course, the purpose of the military is not to be diverse. The purpose of the military is to kill people and break things. And he whose military is able to do that will be the victor. This is why when you, the millions and millions of my fans, when you elect me president of the United States in 2024, one of the very first things I will do is remove all women, all homosexuals, all trannies, all gender fluids, all snowflakes from the military. The military will be, what's the word I'm looking for? Trimmed down to a lean, mean fighting machine whose only purpose is to kill people and break things, and all the fluff and all the rejects, and all the garbage, and all the fat people will all be gone. They will be fucking ETS'd and sent on their way. Great one. You can't do that. Yes, I can. I will be Commander-in-Chief of the United States military. I will do whatever I fucking choose to do. Okay, back to reading my notes. As soon as you bring women into the workplace, the white knights will cease to focus on creating value, or killing people and breaking things, as the case may be, and begin to focus on managing women's emotions. You say, great one, are you drinking a martini while recording this podcast? Yes, I am. Thank you for asking. Women in the workplace is bad enough, but white knights in the workplace is even worse. Because what I just said to you is true. That's why I said it to you. Because it's true. Because it's right. Because I'm always right. Because I'm never wrong. I've only been wrong that one time when I said Hillary Clinton would be the next president, but I was still right because I said that there were more parasites than producers. And there are, because Hillary Clinton got more votes. So even though I was wrong, I was still right. Oh, God, it's good to be me. This fucking smile on my face. The weather here was nice today. Damn, it's windy, but still nice. I'm sucking it up. It's Saturday. Today is Saturday, 28th of October, the year of our Lord and Savior, Trump and Fuhrer, 2017. I'm staying inside. I'm getting shit done. I had to fix a computer. I had a fucking power supply blow up. Second power supply that's died. My other desktop computer fucking power supply died. So I had to replace the power supply in that. I've been doing a little bit of organizing and shit. Mostly, I've been going through my giant pile of to-do list and also my notes for Stating the Obvious podcast and all this other shit, getting things together. And the intention is to knock out some podcasts and everything, get some shit done, and then tomorrow, take some time off to run around and chase girls and do, I don't know, drink a few beers or whatever, because next week I'm going to be working my fucking ass off. It's going to be absolutely terrible. I have five, count them, five theater gigs in a span of 6 days. Oh, there will be very little sleep for the great one next week. If you have a white knight in your workplace or in the military and there's no women around, it's not quite that much of a big of a deal. As big of a deal, if I can fucking talk correctly. But as soon as you bring women into the workplace, into the military, whatever, the white knights are immediately going to start white knighting the way these people at this men's group meeting were doing. They are immediately going to start feeling obligated that they must attend to the emotions of the women. Because, of course, women cannot attend to their own emotions. And the White Knight, in his quest to attend to the emotions of the women and to win the women's approval, will instantly turn upon any man who is also white knighting, and he will instantly turn away from the mission and the objective and the goals and the purpose of the company or the military. Right, the point of a company, the point of a business, is to make money. You make money by creating value for the customer. The white knight in the workplace serves no purpose towards creating value for the customer because all of their attention immediately turns to protecting the women who are in the workplace. So the problem with women in the workplace isn't simply that women reduce the productivity, which they do because they need more time off because they're kids and they're pregnant and they're woman problems and it's that time of the month and all this other shit, which we all know, we've heard about this before. It's not the fact that women can't use, well, it is, but it's beyond the fact that women can't use logic. It's beyond the fact that women don't understand concepts like show the fuck up on time, do your goddamn job. But women in the workplace also destroys productivity in the workplace, because any white knights that work there are instantly going to drop out of the cycle of being productive. They're going to stop being productive. They're going to stop focusing on the customer, on the client, on the profit, on creating value, on breaking things, on killing people, and they are going to immediately begin to focus upon protecting the women from the non-white knights. This is why the white knight is dangerous, especially in a workplace. Right, in the previous podcast, I'm talking about getting white knights out of your life, and I was thinking about it mostly from just a personal perspective. Right, like these two men who are white knighting at this meeting. Oh my God, I am never going to associate with these people. I mean, if I'm in the room and I see them or something, I'm not going to walk over and kick them in the balls. But I will never willingly associate with either of these people ever again. And I was approaching it from just the personal perspective. But when you look at it from the professional perspective, this is why you have to be careful who you hire. If you hire white knights, you're not going to get productivity out of them if you have women around, if you have women working for you, or hell, even if you have women who are clients or customers. The white knights are going to constantly be focused on protecting the emotions of the women. To the detriment of the profitability of the company, to the detriment of creating value for the customer. Of course, the White Knight will tell you that he is creating value because he's managing the woman's emotions. And more importantly, the White Knight in the workplace, in his quest to manage the emotions of the women he encounters in the workplace, as customers, as clients, whatever, as what do you call those, vendors, wherever the hell they may be, he will throw other men in the workplace under the bus. He will turn on you. He will backstab you. If you work with White Knights, endeavor to find a job where you don't do so. Better yet, start your own business and don't hire any White Knights. Better yet, start your own business where you are the only employee. The White Knight in the workplace is potentially as detrimental to the workplace as the actual women. Women in the workplace. I have notes. I have to get over here and get them. Women will also throw each other under the bus. Look at the Harvey Weinstein thing. Is that his name? Weinstein? I don't know. All these women that he did all this stuff to, not one of them said a fucking word for all those years. Not one of these women stood up to him. Not one of these women, you know, tried to, I don't know, reveal who he was to the world in order to protect other women. All of these women, just whatever weird shit he wanted, I still don't really know what happened. And I don't really care. It's not that important. Just hashtag me too. But all these women were laid on their back or gave him massages or sucked his dick or whatever in order to get resources. Not one of them said, oh man, you know, I'm going to take a bullet. I am going to oppose this guy. I'm going to expose him. I'm going to tell everyone what he's done to me in order to protect other women from having this happen to them. Not one woman did that. And my theory predicts that. Once again, my theory is proven by reality. What is the Great One's theory? Say, Great One, which of your theories is proven by this? The theory of mine that's proven by this is that women hate other women. All women hate all other women. Women view other women as competition. Once again, we had the fucking feminist attack me on the Facebook, right? And the one bitch was saying on there about how women will die to protect their children. To which I said then, and I say still now, and I'm still waiting for a response. Show me one documented incident of which there is actual evidence where a woman has died, where she has willingly given her life to save another human, man, woman, or child, her children or other children, right? 9/11, the towers are falling down. Men are running towards the towers that are falling down to rescue people. Women are running away from them. Women hate other women. Women are not going to, women view other women as competition. They are not going to do anything to benefit another woman unless there's an ulterior, can't fucking talk, unless there is an ulterior motive behind it. All of these women did this shit with Harvey Weinstein, whatever the fuck it was. Not one of them attempted to reveal or expose him. He exposed himself, I guess. I don't know, to them at least. Not one of these women attempted to expose him, reveal him, to protect other women from what they went through. My theory predicts that. That's why I'm the Great One. Oh, the Great One himself. The Founder. 3.5 days away from 13 years of podcasting. And why did women spread their legs for Harvey, give Harvey massages, give Harvey blowjobs, whatever the fuck they did for Harvey, I don't know. Why did they do these things? Was it creepy when Harvey wanted them to give him a massage and suck his dick? No, of course not. That's not creepy. Because Harvey had resources. Harvey could get these women cast in movies. Harvey could get these women Oscar awards. Women are in it for the resources. And when the woman sees the white knight in the workplace, she knows she can exploit that. Now, the final thing I want to go into in depth here, other than, well, never mind. We won't talk about the things I want to get in very deep with, but let's just say it's a volleyball girl. I'm almost out of martini. I tried the idea of mixing half Plymouth gin and half Bootles gin to make the martini. Did I say martini? Martini. I am fucking speech challenged today. It's not that impressive. It's not that good. Plymouth gin is still the winner. In the debate with the White Knights, the example came up of there's this woman in the bar who wants to be left alone. Right? We did talk about this. And in this thought exercise that we were doing, you're in the bar and there's this woman in the bar and she's sitting there and she wants to drink alone and you go up and you say something to her like, I don't know, whatever. Hey, baby, can I buy you a drink? Do men say that? See, to me, this is like these chicks are like, men tell me to smile. You know, they got these shirts. Don't tell me to smile again. Or if you tell me to smile again, I'm going to punch you in the face or whatever. Right? This thing where women have this obsession that men want them to smile, as if we give a shit about, honey, your face is, the only reason you have a face is so there's someplace for me to shoot my cum. I don't care if you smile or not. This thing where you women think that the world, that every man who sees you, that their worlds revolve around you, right? These men see you. You're walking down the street and this man who's never seen you before in his life, he sees you and, oh, he wants to have sex with you so desperately because you're the most beautiful, desirable, sexy woman alive. And he wants you to smile because he's so concerned with your emotions. And he thinks that if he tells you to smile, you're going to have sex with him because he wants you so badly. This whole thing where you women think we men give a shit whether or not you smile. In my life, I have never said to a woman, you should smile. You would look prettier if you smile. Why aren't you smiling? Any of these, can you show me a documented instance of a man actually saying that to a woman? Can you? This is a serious fucking question for you fucking femistatist cunts out there. You have a cell phone in your pocket. It has a high definition video recorder in it. You could get your fucking gay little Google Glass or something like that. I don't know. Can you show me actual evidence of a man, quote unquote, air quotes going on here, telling you to smile? The other obsession you fucking femistatus cunts have that I can't stand is this one with the handmaiden's tale. How you women all think that men want you to be pregnant. Sweetie, I have news for you. Speaking for all men, no, we do not want 90% of the female population to be pregnant because 90% of women out there are fat, ugly, and unattractive. Number one, we don't want you pregnant because we don't want any man to have to suffer the indignity of sticking his dick inside your nasty cunt. Number two, we don't want you pregnant because we don't want you to reproduce because your daughters, if you have daughters, will be just as ugly as you are. This fucking obsession you femistatists have with thinking that men want you to be pregnant, that you being pregnant is it, we men, we wake up in the morning and the first thing we think is, man, I sure wish that fat 300-pound woman in the HR department with her worthless diploma, man, I sure wish she was pregnant, just like in The Handmaid's Tale. Sweetheart, nobody wants you to be pregnant. No one. Nobody wants you to be pregnant. Just the opposite. We do not want you reproducing. The disconnect between the woman and reality. Not all women, I should say, femistatist women, social justice warrior women, left-wing statist women. The disconnect you women have, this notion you have that we men are so obsessed with you smiling and getting pregnant. No, we're not. We do not give a shit if you smile, and by God, none of us want you to be pregnant. You imagine Trigglypuff? Like, do you really think there's any man on the planet Earth who wants Trigglypuff to smile and be pregnant? You think men are sitting around like, I don't know who, Vox Day, Stefan Molyneux, Aaron Clary, Mike Chernovic, you think they're all sitting around going, man, I sure do wish Anita Sarkeesian would smile and get pregnant. Do you think that's what goes through our fucking minds? God damn, you women are fucking, I'm sorry, you femistatist, social justice warrior, left-wing statist women are fucking stupid. You are the scum of the fucking earth. Right up there with white knights. Along those lines, it's a great one. How did we get there from here? Here's how we got there. The great one has never told a woman she should smile. The great one has never looked at a woman and said, boy, I sure wish she was pregnant. I guess, all right, look, in all honesty, I can think of one exception. In Arkansas, there's a lot of 16-year-old boys who look at their 13-year-old sister and go, oh, I wish she was pregnant. I'd like to knock her up. But we're not in Arkansas, okay? If I have any listeners in Arkansas, I just alienated. I alienate Arkansas all the time. What's the difference? I have no listeners in Arkansas. It's okay. I do have a listener in South Africa, apparently. Did I read you guys that? I'm going to do fan mail in an upcoming episode. South Africa. I'm like, oh, fuck yes. That's kind of goddamn cool. All right, anyway. That has nothing to do with me bitching about women and white knights. Never have I told a woman to smile. Never have I seen a woman and said, wow, she should be pregnant. And the other thing I've never done in my life, and I just asked this because I want to have any of you done this, is offer to buy a woman a drink. In the context of like you see in the movies or wherever the fuck you see it. You don't see it in real life where you go up to a chick and you go, hey baby, can I buy you a drink? Really? Has anyone ever done that? Maybe in the 50s. I don't know. Now, have I bought women drinks? Like the last time I went out with a chick, it was not a date because she has a boyfriend, but I don't care because I'm trying to bang her anyway. I told you guys I was coming. I didn't tell you there's not that much to tell. But anyhow, the point is she bought me drinks. Yes. You know, I was thinking about it. I haven't been on that many quote-unquote dates with girls, either platonic or romantic, other than my friend Rachel, whom I go out with on a regular basis. And in the last 5 years, every time I've gone out with a girl that I was trying to bang, which is why I've gone out with them, I haven't kept statistics on this, but I am pretty sure, pretty fucking sure, that they have bought for me a solid 70, maybe 80% of the time. Not just the booze, but the food. So anyhow, yeah, I went out with this girl and she bought. She threw her credit card down and said, open a tab. And I said, God bless you, my child. I tore it up. Oh, man. That's the greatest. So this buying women. Look, I'm not saying I've never bought a drink for a girl. But you don't be like, can I buy you a drink, right? It's just you go up to the bar or the whatever. And I order my drink. And I go first because I'm the fucking man. And then she orders her drink and the guy's coming over and she's reaching for her money. And I pull out my money and I go, here, I got this one. And I throw my money down. I've never in my life asked a woman, can I buy you a drink? I could be wrong, but that is some fucking beta male shit. I just buy her the fucking drink. I don't ask her goddamn permission. I put the money down. I tell the guy, here, I'm paying for her drink. She's not involved in the decision. She doesn't have a fucking option. I'm not asking her, can I buy you a drink? I'm fucking doing it. If you don't like it, bitch, the door is over there. You can't take your drink with you when you leave because that's illegal, right? Because you're free because the government doesn't own you or anything and the government can't tell you you can't take a fucking beverage you paid for out of the fucking restaurant. So she has to leave her drink behind and then I can drink it. Have any of you people who listen to my cast, have you ever said to a woman, can I buy you a drink? Can I buy you a drink? Oh my God, you're so pretty. Can I buy you a drink? I am now officially out of martini. I do have olives left over, however. There's a little bit of alcohol in the olives. Hopefully it will sustain me through the rest of this podcast. Okay, let's get back on track. Because you're still going, great one. How in the fuck did you get here from there? So the example that came up in the discussion was that there's this woman and she's in the bar and she wants to drink alone, to which the other guy who is on my side says, if she wants to drink alone, why is she in a public place? Yeah, well, she can go wherever she wants. Well, yes, we know she's all strong and independent. She's probably a single mom. She's such a hero. But if she wants to drink alone, why doesn't she stay the fuck at home? Anyhow, but she wants to drink alone. She's in the bar. So she's in the bar. She's drinking and she wants to drink alone. And so in this thought experiment, you are the man and you walk up to her and you say to her, you know, hey, can I join you? Which I've also never said to a woman in a bar. Of course, I don't meet women in bars because I figure women in bars are already lower class than I'm interested in. Coffee shops is different because they're not in there getting drunk. Although nowadays, coffee shops are hipster fucking hangouts, and that kind of went to shit. All right, anyway, back on track. In this thought experiment, you walk up to the woman and you say something stupid like, can I join you or can I buy you a drink or what the fuck ever? And she is rude to you. She's like, no, fuck off, get away from me. In the discussion, the emphasis was placed on the fact that by approaching her, you are being creepy, because white knights and women love the word creepy. We've talked about this more than once, right? Creepy is not a description of you. Creepy is a description of her emotional response, right? Harvey Weinstein wanting some woman to give him a massage and suck his dick or whatever it was, there was nothing creepy about that because Harvey Weinstein could my brain shut down for a second. Some people would argue my brain has been shut down for 13 years. Harvey Weinstein could provide these women with resources in exchange for giving him a massage. So Harvey is not creepy. See, that's totally not creepy. When you want some woman to give you a back rub while you jack off or whatever it is he did, see, that's not creepy because Harvey was rich and he could get you cast in a movie. But if you walk up to a woman in a bar and say, hey, how's it going? You're sitting here alone. He's like, come over and see if you wanted, you know, some conversation. Or it's like, hey, come on. Man, I noticed that shirt you're wearing. That's really nice. It's very classy, you know. Or if you're me, I'm into boots. I go up to chicks. This is something I actually do. I go up to chicks and be like, dude, those boots are a fucking killer. Where'd you get those from? Did you buy those for yourself? Or did someone give them to you as a gift? See, that's creepy. Because, I can't cast this woman in a movie and help her win an Academy Award. So see, that's creepy. And it's my obligation, according to the White Knights, to not do this, to know that she wants a drink alone. And if I do approach her and if she does snap at me, I need to immediately retreat and run away with my tail between my legs because I am obligated to manage her emotions for her. Because remember, women are strong and independent. They can do anything a man can do except manage their own emotions. The list could go on, but I'm going to stifle myself. Lift heavy objects. Run towards collapsing buildings instead of away from them. Show up on time. Change the oil in the car. Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, the Great One agrees that in this thought experiment, you walk up to this woman, you say something to her, she's rude and obnoxious. The Great One agrees that you should turn around and walk away from her. The difference is in the reasoning. The White Knight says, White Knight says this. That'd be an interesting idea for a chat bot. White Knight. I wonder if somebody's actually got that. Artificial intelligence is a big thing, apparently. That's what I heard. Listening to the Marketing Over Coffee podcast, which I've plugged numerous times lately, they are talking quite a bit about artificial intelligence. It comes up on a pretty regular basis, probably every other episode at least. In the context of artificial intelligence for chatbots. So, for example, you go to a company's website, and also apparently, I wouldn't know because I don't use Facebook. Stop sending me messages on Facebook, guys. I got the little notification from Facebook that I have messages on Facebook. I haven't logged into Facebook in 2 months, maybe 3 months. Whatever message you're sending me on Facebook, I'm not going to see it. How many times do I have to tell you? Kids, number one, stop asking me where you can buy dope. I don't know where you can buy dope. I don't smoke dope. I'm not a fucking loser. Okay? Just go to Google. Type in Colorado Marijuana Dispensary. You will find out where you can buy dope. Number two, don't fucking contact me on Facebook. I don't log on to Facebook. Not gonna see your message. It's like a bunch of fucking women out there. I tell you shit, you don't listen. Where the fuck was I? Why am I talking about this? According to the White Knight, you're supposed to walk away from her. You're supposed to leave her alone because she's fragile. because she's delicate, because she's go girl, strong and independent, because you are obligated to not be creepy. Right? You're supposed to not be creepy towards women because you don't want to scare them. I'm not making this up, because women get scared easily, and this is what the White Knight was saying. We have to be careful not to scare women. This is why I'm enjoying the decline. When the Muslims come over here and rape these chicks, don't come to me for sympathy. Don't. No. Enjoying the decline. If you talk to a woman and she's rude, or if you interact with a woman a couple of times and she blows you off and consistently blows you off, not that that's ever happened to me. You guys have said my rules before. I give chicks 3 chances. You send 3 text messages. If she doesn't respond, then you just walk away from her. You let it go. There's this one chick I want to bang. Here, we'll use real life examples from the Great One himself. This is the very abbreviated version. Right, so I want to bang the shit out of her. I know she's kind of skanky because when she gets drunk, she gets really loose. It's like, I want to bang her, but she's the kind of chick you bang with 2 condoms on because, yeah, she's got to have a disease. I'm pretty sure she's been around the block a few times. Sticking your dick in her is going to be like throwing a hot dog down a hallway. I mean, that's how fucking reamed out I think she is. I've never seen it. This is my theory. I think she's been around the block a few times, but I still want to bang her because she's sufficiently hot. So I tried a little bit and nothing happened. And I walked away. Then it's like, oh, you see her? It's like, hey, let's go out and get a drink, blah, blah, blah. She's like, yeah, call me. And she's the one who's all crying, I can't find a boyfriend. It's like, well, you fucked 10% of the men in Fort Collins. How can you not find a boy? Oh, because you've fucked 10% of the men in Fort Collins. That's why you can't find a boyfriend. So then it's like, okay, so then it's like I text her and everything, and she fucking, who the fuck are you? And then she blows me off. It's like, okay, there's strike 2. And I see her again, and she's like, hey, and I'm like, oh, God. All right, I'm going to talk to her. This is number 3. I will go over, speak to her. Hey, we should get out sometime, go have a drink. You know, you could stick my dick in your mouth, and we could play Harvey Weinstein and fucking Starlet or something like that. I don't know, Harvey Weinstein game. Harvey, how can I, Harvey, all right, I gotta think about that. Hey, baby, you wanna pretend I'm Harvey Weinstein and you wanna play with my Oscar? Anyway, so then I text her and she totally fucking ignores me. It's like, look, that's it, we're 3 times. Next time I see her, she'll be completely fucking ignored. Not doing this because I don't want to be creepy. I'm not doing this because I respect her. I'm not doing this because I have some obligation to not frighten her or any shit like this. I am walking away from her. And you out there, you should walk away from any woman who shows you attitude, who fucking is a fucking, well, I can't really say left-wing status because that's all of them nowadays. She gives you attitude, if she gives you shit, if she's rude, okay, if she's been raped, if she's a hardcore feminist, if she's got a Hillary Clinton t-shirt, you should walk away from her. Not because you respect her or you're obligated to not creep her out or any of this other horseshit. You walk away from her because, number one, your life is finite. You do not have time for her shit. Okay? Remember, no matter how fucking beautiful a woman is, somewhere on the planet Earth, there is a man who is tired of her shit. Don't let that man be you. You don't have time for this crap. You're going to die one day. Point number 2. There are, as I have said before, 3.5 billion women on the planet Earth. This woman who is being rude and obnoxious to you, or who is ignoring you or blowing you off, or who thinks you're creepy, or who is uncomfortable because you looked at her. Whatever it is, this woman can be replaced. No woman is irreplaceable. Black Dragon does a good podcast where he talks about that. Where he talked about how one time he's at this guy's house, and the guy, trying to summarize the story very quickly here, he's at this guy's house, and the guy has a lot of money, and the guy has this wife, and the wife is doing something obnoxious or whatever, and Black Dragon is looking at him, and he looks at Black Dragon, and the guy says to Black Dragon, well, yeah, she's kind of annoying or obnoxious or whatever he said, but she's irreplaceable. And this was Black Dragon's launching point to explain how no woman is irreplaceable. There's no such thing as an irreplaceable woman. What about my mom? Your mom is not irreplaceable. Now that she's given birth to you, at this point, you really don't have to have her. Right? You're born, you come out of the vagina, your mother dies right that moment. You will continue, if I can talk, to survive. Now, I'm not saying your mother should fucking die. I'm just saying, even your mother is not irreplaceable. A mother, a good mother, a woman who raises her children, is irreplaceable. Just as a father who raises his children with the mother, is irreplaceable. That's why we have so many children of single mothers. Oh, Las Vegas shooter, single mother. God, I called that one. Did you see the news that his brother, who had the same single mother he had, one of his brothers, I think there were four of them total, was arrested for child pornography? Oh, the glory of single mothers. You are so strong and you're so go-girling. Yes, single mothers. Every woman can be replaced, including this thought experiment female who's being rude to you in a bar. Okay, you don't have time to listen to her being rude. She can be replaced. Point number three, you have standards in who you spend your finite time with. You do not know 10 women who have been raped, like this beta male white knight does. You do not hang out with women who have been raped. You have some fucking standards. You seek out women and you fucking test them and you observe them and you listen to them and you watch them and you make sure they're fucking normal, in so much as women can be normal. We've been over this before. All men are insane from the perspective of women. All women are insane from the perspective of men. Normal is a relative term, right? There's normal amounts of trauma. And then there's excessive trauma. I was raped. My daddy was an alcoholic and my mommy neglected me and my uncle raped me and I voted for Hillary Clinton, right? That's your cue to say thank you for your time and to walk away from her, because there are 3.5 billion women on the planet Earth. Contrary to what you saw on the internet, 25% of them have not been raped. You have standards regarding whom you spend your time with. You are not going to hang out with women who are rude and obnoxious to strangers in a fucking public place. Number four, you're not walking away from her in order to avoid being creepy and manage her emotions. You are walking away from her in order to keep drama-laden, broken cunts out of your life. You don't have time for this shit. You got the drama, you're broken, you're being rude and obnoxious, you're raising your voice to somebody who just walked up and said, hey, how's it going? Nice boots. Those are pretty cool. Did you buy those yourself or were they a gift? And finally, you're not just giving her respect because she has a vagina. You don't give anybody respect just because they exist, okay? Respect is something people have to earn. You don't just fucking give it away to somebody. And you sure as hell don't give it to someone who doesn't treat you with respect? In the thought experiment, as we're saying it here, you know, she turns to you and she snaps at you, "Go away, I want to be left alone." Well, she's not respecting you. You're under no obligation to respect her back. This doesn't mean you punch her in the fucking face. It means you do. You walk away. She's being rude. You walk the fuck away from her. But you don't walk away because you care about her emotions and you don't want to be creepy and offend her. You walk away not out of respect. You walk away out of an understanding that your life is finite. And there are other people out there who do not have corn cobs shoved up their asses.